Good morning. It's April 5th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a groundbreaking medical advancement, 62-year-old Rick Slayman from Weymouth, MA, has been discharged from Massachusetts General Hospital after receiving the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant. This marks a significant leap forward in the field of organ transplantation and genetic engineering. Rick Slayman's journey to this point has been fraught with health challenges, including end-stage kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. After a previous human donor kidney transplant in 2018 began to fail, Slayman was faced with a dire need for a solution. Enter the revolutionary transplant performed on March 16th, utilizing CRISPR-Cas9 technology to make 69 genetic edits to the pig kidney to ensure compatibility and reduce the risk of rejection. This meticulous process has allowed Slayman's body to accept the pig kidney, which is now successfully performing essential functions like filtering toxins and maintaining fluid balance. Despite initial symptoms of cellular rejection, the treatment has been effective, and Slayman's recovery is on track. This surgery, conducted under the FDA's Compassionate Use Protocol, shines a beacon of hope on the pressing issue of organ shortage. With over 100,000 people in the U.S. waiting for a transplant, the success of this procedure could herald a new era where xenotransplantation becomes a viable and life-saving option for many. Rick Slayman's story is not just a personal victory, but a monumental step forward in medicine, offering hope to millions worldwide suffering from organ failure. His positive progress and outlook are a testament to the potential of this pioneering technology to change lives. A recent report by Influence Map has cast a spotlight on the major contributors to global carbon emissions, revealing a concentrated source of the world's climate crisis. Between 2016 and 2022, a mere 57 entities, encompassing both state-owned and private companies, have been identified as the culprits behind 80% of global carbon emissions. This revelation not only challenges the progress towards the Paris Climate Agreement, but also raises questions about the effectiveness of current strategies to curb climate change. The entities topping the list include giants like Saudi Aramco, Gazprom, ExxonMobil, and Shell. These companies are pivotal in the energy sector, yet their significant emissions footprint is at odds with the global commitment to reduce greenhouse gases as outlined in the Paris Agreement and advised by the International Energy Agency. The report underscores a concerning trend, particularly with state-owned enterprises in the coal industry, which have seen a marked increase in emissions. This surge is contributing to a series of abnormal global temperature records, highlighting the urgent need for intervention. In response to this alarming situation, the Climate Accountability Institute is pushing for the establishment of a fossil fuel treaty. This proposed treaty aims to halt the expansion of fossil fuel projects and ensure a just transition towards cleaner energy sources, emphasizing the necessity of international cooperation to address the climate crisis effectively. Additionally, the introduction of the Carbon Majors Data and new climate-related financial disclosure standards are expected to play a crucial role in enhancing corporate accountability for carbon emissions. The report makes it clear that for the world to meet the objectives of the Paris Agreement and mitigate the risks associated with climate change, a significant shift in corporate behavior is required. Companies must take decisive action by investing in renewable energy and clean technologies. The call to action is clear. Without a concerted effort to transition away from fossil fuels and towards sustainable energy solutions, achieving the Paris goals remains a distant dream. In a year where environmental concerns continue to dominate global discussions, a new report from Global Forest Watch offers a mixed bag of news on the state of the world's forests. Led by the World Resources Institute, the analysis of 2023 reveals both progress and setbacks in the battle against deforestation, particularly in the tropics. The report highlights an 8-9% decrease in the loss of primary tropical forests, with 3.7 million hectares destroyed globally, mainly due to fires and deforestation. This reduction is a significant development, indicating some success in efforts to protect these vital ecosystems. However, the broader picture remains concerning, with a total of 9.1 million hectares of tropical rainforest lost last year, largely driven by large forest fires in Canada and the expansion of agricultural areas. Brazil and Colombia stand out in the report for their notable achievements, with forest loss reduced by 36% and 49%, respectively. These successes are attributed to the strict environmental policies implemented by their presidents, showcasing the impact of political will in the fight against deforestation. Despite these positive strides, the environmental cost of forest loss remains high. The report estimates that 2.4 gigatons of CO2 were released due to deforestation in 2023, underscoring the significant impact on global carbon dioxide emissions. The World Resources Institute emphasizes the critical importance of preserving untouched forests for their role in biodiversity conservation and carbon storage. The urgency for global leaders to take decisive action is clear, as they have pledged to halt and reverse deforestation by 2030. Yet, the overall trend of forest loss, described as a two steps forward, two steps back situation, highlights the inconsistent progress and the need for a more concerted global effort to address this pressing environmental challenge. Imagine capturing the night sky like never before, with a camera so powerful it can detail the cosmos in ways we've only dreamed of. After 20 years in the making, the Legacy Survey of Space and Time Camera, a monumental achievement in the field of astronomy, has been completed at the SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory in Silicon Valley. This isn't just any camera. It's the largest digital camera designed for astronomy, weighing in at a staggering 6,000 pounds and boasting a resolution of 3,200 megapixels. Its future home will be the Vera C. Rubin Observatory in Chile, where it will embark on a decade-long mission to capture continuous, sweeping panoramas of the night sky every 20 seconds. The sheer scale of data expected from this endeavor is mind-boggling, anticipated to result in a catalog thousands of times larger than any previous one. This massive influx of information promises to unlock new insights into the mysteries of dark matter and dark energy, potentially revolutionizing our understanding of the universe. With the first images slated for release in March 2025, the scientific community and the public alike await with bated breath for what could be a new era in cosmic discovery. In a significant turn of events for the ALS community, Amylyx Pharmaceuticals has announced the withdrawal of its ALS drugs, Relyvrio and AMX0035, from the US and Canadian markets. This decision, driven by disappointing clinical trial results, marks a pivotal moment in the ongoing battle against ALS, a disease with limited treatment options. Amylyx's decision comes after a trial involving 664 participants showed that the drugs did not outperform a placebo. This revelation led to the voluntary withdrawal of Relyvrio and AMX0035, effective April 4th. For patients currently using these drugs, Amylyx is offering a transition to a free drug program, although new patients will not have access to these treatments. In response to these developments, Amylyx is reducing its workforce by a significant 70%. The backstory here involves the FDA's accelerated approval of Relyvrio in 2022, amidst concerns about its effectiveness. This recent turn of events casts further doubt on the drug's efficacy and has sparked a broader discussion about the standards for FDA approval. Amylyx is not bowing out of the fight against ALS, however. The company is shifting its focus towards developing another ALS drug and exploring experimental therapies for other conditions. The impact of the failed trial extends beyond the immediate withdrawal of the drugs. Amylyx's shares have taken a hit, and there's an ongoing debate about the drug's effectiveness and the FDA's approval process. Public Citizen, along with other patient advocacy groups, has applauded the withdrawal, underscoring the critical need for safe and effective treatments for ALS. This development reflects the broader challenges of developing treatments for ALS, highlighting the urgency and complexity of finding viable solutions for this devastating disease. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.